Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, when they win, we play the locker room speech from D'Amico Ryans at 7 o'clock. Hopefully we get four more of these. Four more. But this is yesterday. After yesterday's win over the Titans, here was D'Amico Ryans with his football team.
Hey, man, hey, congratulations, man. Heck of a job. Way to finish the season strong right there. Back-to-back years of undefeated on the road in our division. Back-to-back years of division champs. Back-to-back years of 10 wins. So great job by everybody in here, man. Great job. Really proud of everyone, as always. Proud of the work you guys put in. Now the real season's about to get started. Right now, man, you guys play ball the right way. Love how you guys finish. Excellent job. Now it's time to go hunt. All right? This is what you play this game for, man, to have an opportunity, all right, to go play in postseason football. And we're here. We don't know who we're playing yet. We got to see what happens later in the game. But it really don't matter, all right? We get an opportunity in our house, all right? Our house versus anybody who want it, all right? You guys are built for this. We're ready for it, and I can't wait to see us play next week. And I'm fired up about the opportunity, ready to get started. Love everybody here. Love the work you guys put in. Hey, man. Let's keep taking it up. Keep taking it up. Another notch, another level, everything you got. Right? Win or go home is right here, right now. Let's get it.
All right. So there, that was D'Amico Ryans after the game. He's fired up, man. He's ready. Obviously, at that point, they didn't know what the outcome of the Chargers-Raiders game was going to be. Yeah. Turns out the Chargers are heading into the postseason. I don't know, man. Like, I may come back to regret saying this. I mean, they finished 11-6. They had a better record than the Texans do. The odds makers view the Chargers as the better football team right now. Clearly, they're a 3-point favorite at NRG Stadium. And yet, you know, there's people saying they're going into the playoffs on this high note, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the Chargers, they beat up on the Patriots last week. They beat up on the Raiders yesterday. They blew out two bad teams. Good for them. Both on the road, so that's good. They did get smoked at home by the Buccaneers 40-17, like, 2.5 weeks ago. Like, it,
yeah,
you know, like,
and that was it was a thorough butt whipping.
Yeah,
the Tampa scored 27 points unanswered in the second half,
right?
So the Chargers defense is the number one scoring defense, but I think it coming out of Los Angeles, the people would say, all right, yeah, but the defense is kind of showed signs of weakness. They've shown some blemishes and flaws, including in that Bucs game. So it's not like the Chargers are some formidable force that have flown under the radar. They're a wild card team for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly not an unbeatable foe or anything. I'm glad you pointed this out last week, because it's true. I think that on paper, the Steelers were probably a better matchup for the Texans. But the Steelers also might have had 35,000 people in the stadium.
Yeah, I didn't want to see that, man.
Yeah, and so the Texans defense, by and large, until the Christmas Day game, had done a really good job in NRG Stadium of turning quarterbacks into the worst version of themselves.
Yes.
So getting Will Anderson hopefully completely healthy and having Danielle Hunter out there and everything else, if you can wash away all memory, just do the Men in Black memory stick thing there on that Ravens game.
Yeah.
Because the Ravens are a whole different scenario.
Yeah.
And they weren't able to work their magic against Lamar Jackson at all. But I think that they could get the worst version of Justin Herbert.
For the Texans, the Ravens were an alien. All the other teams were human beings. Some of them really formidable human beings, but they played well against pretty much everybody other than the Ravens at home this year. I mean, I know they lost the Titans game. They had 8 sacks and a pick 6 in that game. The defense did, you know, and then they made Josh Allen and Jared Goff and Tua the worst versions of themselves. I think that's the hope for this game, is that they make Justin Herbert the worst version of himself.
That's one thing that, you know, CJ yesterday said something about how, you know, they've played good teams really well. They just haven't finished the game. And I'm going, that's true in a couple instances. I would say that, you know, the Chiefs, if it hadn't been for everything that had happened in the season leading up to the Chiefs game, I would have been more apt to say, yeah, you know what, they were right there in the fourth quarter. But then they imploded, and they knocked themselves out of position when they were down in scoring position through bad penalties and decisions.
Yep.
So, like that Lions game, the defense picked off Jared Goff 5 times. You lost the game.
Yeah.
That's not slugging it out with the Lions. Mm-hmm. And then the defense, even like the defense had lapses in the second half as well. So it's got to be, like we've been saying all along, if the Texans are going to make a push or a run in the playoffs, they've got to just play out of their brains defensively. They have to have an all-time performance.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that worries me the most is I have always thought they're going to need to be, like even in training camp, like if they're going to win a Super Bowl, they need to be the best version of themselves in the postseason for sure. Like the AFC, it's tough sledding. My concern now is that the best version of themselves just isn't good enough. You know, like even if they... I don't know that their A game is good enough to beat the Chiefs or the Bills or the Ravens on the road. You know, like that's the thing. Whereas I felt in the preseason, what I envisioned this team looking like, especially offensively, I would have said, oh yeah, they might even have to come here to beat us in those games, you know? So that's kind of how it went. So yesterday, let's dig into, we dug into the checklist. Let's dig into some of the things that happened yesterday and how much do these things matter as we get ready for the Chargers on Saturday. I would say the opening drive, good to see. I would say that was a nice check mark to have that good opening drive from C.J. Stroud. My level of good I feel about it probably isn't as high as the level of bad I would have felt had it not gone well. But it ended with this, a Nico Collins 2-yard touchdown catch.
Third and goal. C.J. back to throw, back in the end zone. Caught Collins! Touchdown, Houston, on the opening drive as Nico goes over 1,000 yards on the season.
Now it's good to see. I like the way CJ threw the ball. That was kind of opposition agnostic. Like he threw the ball. I don't care who it was against. There were some things that happened on that drive, as you pointed out. You're probably not going to be able to feed Nico Collins. You know, you're not going to get 5 touches every drive.
4 touches.
Four touches. So one run.
One of
them
was an
catches.
End around.
Yeah. So one run and 3 catches. Yeah.
Now, yeah, getting Nico involved in the shorter stuff. And then Nico on that blitz was really good to see because they've struggled picking up stuff off the edge this year.
Yep.
And CJ didn't hesitate, got the ball to Nico. Nico probably fumbled the ball, but that's neither here nor there. So that was good. And yeah, I think the fluidity with which CJ played was maybe the most promising.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So that was good. That was the opening drive. Nico again down there deep in the red zone, a target for CJ. That's good to see that they've got a solution.
They had a couple run plays stuffed leading up to that. The Titans were selling out versus the run.
Yeah.
So I'll credit Bobby Slowick with using play action on that and sucking everybody up to the point where you get the classic, oh my gosh, the best player on the team is uncovered in the end zone.
Yeah, it was funny. Ross Tucker and Jay Feely and Tom McCarthy were like, I don't know what the Titans exactly were doing here. So CJ got out of the game after that one drive. That was good to see. Deontay Johnson, not overly involved, but he did make this play right
now. Davis calls for the ball. Here's pressure. Mills plants. Mills fires left sideline and caught. Deontay Johnson, first down, left side, 28-yard line. The toe tapper and the sticks move on the pass from Mills to Johnson. No.
So it wasn't a totally empty box score for Deontay Johnson. And look, they're going to need bigger numbers out of him moving forward against better teams. But I was encouraged by some of the movement that I saw out there by him, you know, getting open.
I think he was open multiple times, including the two incompletions to Deontay Johnson. He had separation down on the sideline, and then he was open on the short play down near the goal line, and Davis just, you know, had a bad throw on that. So, again, that throw to Johnson might be the one where people... Immediately after the game, I felt like some people, without really thinking too much about it, thought that Mills had a really good game. And he did not have a really good game. I'm not crushing him for it or anything. It is what it is. He's out there in a glorified preseason game.
Yeah.
I think Mills has played better games than that before, but there wasn't anything where I thought, oh, wow, this is the version of Mills we've been waiting for.
No. I don't either. I thought he was poised out there. You know, like the numbers don't look great, but I thought he was poised. I thought the play that he hit Woods on, that Woods fumbled, was a really nice job of stepping up, knowing where the line of scrimmage was. The scramble down near the goal line, I almost would have rather he not shown that much moxie down near the goal line, because, you know, if CJ gets hurt, then we're down to, I guess, Keaton Slovis is on the practice squad still. I don't know who the quarterback would be. You know,
I mean, there's nobody in the game. Yeah, there was...
they didn't bring up an emergency quarterback for that.
It would have been CJ just handing the ball off a bunch, or just
wildcat.
Putting somebody back there that they... They would wildcat it.
Yeah. So Mills to Johnson. So that was Deontay Johnson's first catch as a Texan. First of hopefully many.
That's one of the scariest things you'll ever hear on a football field, is like in the fourth quarter of a preseason game or something like that, when all of a sudden you haven't played since the first quarter, and then the fourth quarter they're like, hey, get warmed up. You might have to go in because a bunch of guys got injured.
Yeah.
No.
Like I was
not like this.
Yeah, man. I already started drinking.
Yeah, I had 7 hot dogs at halftime.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so next highlight was a good one, man. When Dameon Pierce needs to hit top-end speed, Dameon Pierce can hit top-end speed.
Davis feeds Pierce through a hole, 15, 20. He's gone! 40, 50, the 40 of Tennessee, the 30. Will he be caught? The 10, 5, rock and roll! Dameon Pierce, coast to coast.
Wow, like he was shot out of a cannon.
All right, and that was the one. If you're on social media, the team puts out, it seems like, one highlight every week that they've got video running on Vandermeer for. And if you look around hard enough on Twitter, you'll find it, or on Instagram. But Vandy was fired up, man. He was like grabbing the edge of the, they have like an outdoor press box there, you know, where the windows open. He's like grabbing the edge of it. He was fired up.
Dameon
hit that top speed, man. Yeah.
Yeah, the best thing about that was that he had two defenders behind him for like a 2-yard cushion the entire time. And then when he got down to the 5, how did he describe it? Oh, he said the Hellcat. What did he say? The Hellcat broke down.
On the postgame show. Yeah.
Mike Brown decided, I guess he was trying to poke at the ball, but it looked like he was pushing him into the end zone
So
he got a little assist from the guy who would be his pursuer.
He did. It was
looks like a point shaving scandal to me.
It's interesting. Yeah, that's right. It's interesting. You know, there's 3 plays I can think of in Damian's career that were like, he had that big run in his rookie year against the Chargers. He had the kickoff return last year, and then this run here. And even the Patriots run, which is like a 59-yard touchdown. Like, Damian's this compact, you know, like, he's like a low center of gravity guy, but when he hits that top end speed, man, like he doesn't run away from people, but he doesn't let people catch up to him either.
Yeah.
He's underrated in that aspect.
The good thing about that play, too, was that, you know, Tunsil got his hand on the backer just right there with the right angle and everything. And so it wasn't like an overly impressive block or anything, but it was the block that needed to be made. The impressive part about that was that compared to earlier in the season, there were a lot of times where Tunsil and whoever was playing left guard wouldn't be on the same page as to how to handle that front. And like a previous left guard might have just left the defensive tackle, thinking that Laremy Tunsil was going to overtake him. But there was no hesitation there. Titus reached the tackle, and Laremy worked up to the backer, and they had a nice seam, and it was off to the races after that. So that was, and it was good blocking front side too. Mm-hmm. So that was, yes, more of that, please. And yeah, they had on some of the 5 through 15 yard plays in the game, they had some more plays like that where it was blocked up the right way.
Yeah, it was good to see. All right, wasn't all great. 3rd and 10, Titans backed up on their own 1 yard line. This was after the Texans went for it on 4th and goal at the 1, threw incomplete in the end zone. So the Titans are starting at their own 1. They get it to 3rd and 10, and then this happened on 3rd and 10.
On 3rd and 10, Levis in the gun, deep in his end zone, firing deep. Levis downfield right, has Ridley along the sideline. My goodness, inside the Titan 40. Did he make the catch? Yes. Deep shot by Levis, and Ridley gets the completion, good for 38 yards.
And if I remember correctly, D'Amico actually challenged that play.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, because it ended up being just his hip or thigh bone hit right before everything else went out.
Yeah, yeah.
I was happy about that play because I know for a fact that if Derek Stingley were in coverage, it probably would have been an interception.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, because it was a reception, the Titans might just go ahead and give Will Levis one more shot.
Levis for another year.
Between that and the one we're going to play a little bit later, that was, Levis will get credit from the Titans brass for a couple of things that were just sheer dumb luck by him.
Well, on that play, Ridley went over 1,000 yards for the season, so he got some sort of incentive, you know, $250,000, whatever the normal incentive is.
Yeah.
And the cameras panned over to Levis, and Levis is doing the, you know,
the Johnny Manziel money thing. Johnny Manziel money thing. He was doing the,
he's making it rain, you know, like shuffling the money off of his hand. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching this, I'm like, man, you're 3-13. You're terrible. I get it, you're doing to support a teammate, but I mean, man, you're Will Levis. Like, stay in the moment. You're still down by 10 in this game, by the way. Like, you're not winning or anything. And appropriately, on the very next, literally the very next play, this happens.
2nd and 5 from the Titan 45.
Next
Pollard
play, 2 plays.
In the backfield, Levis under center. And a fumble here as it's chased down by Barnett at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Barnett still going at the 5. Taking people with him all the way to the end zone. Barnett does it again. His 2nd touchdown of the year. Big guy running and scoring.
Barnett, this is the best thing about Barnett is Barnett's been a machine in late season games in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And yesterday he had a TFL that was basically a drive killer. He had a sack that was a drive killer. Then he had this recovered fumble for a touchdown. And then after this, he still had another. He had a QB hit on a 3rd and long that killed that play. Like, he was all over the place in critical moments yesterday.
Yeah, he was. It was great to see. It was almost the exact same situation where when he scored the touchdown against the Cowboys. Because I remember having the same feeling as his touchdown in Week 11 against the Cowboys. That was a game that against a bad team on the road. The margin was 10 at the time, just like it was yesterday. It was 20-10 in the Cowboys game. It was 16-6 yesterday when this happened. And I'm like, man, this felt familiar because when he scored that touchdown in the Cowboys game, I'm like, okay, they're going to win. Now I don't have to worry about this. It's not a 10-point game anymore. It's a 17-point game. And the same thing yesterday. Like, okay, I don't have to worry about this, you know, because the Titans with the ball and it's a 10-point game. All the backups are in. I probably wanted the Texans to win this game an inordinate amount for a game that didn't mean anything just because of the, you know, the 10-7 and it's the Titans and all that other stuff. So that was cool. You're right. Barnett, he was awesome yesterday. He was all over the place.
The biggest thing that I guess, when you've got, they're all backups out there playing, but the same old issue of missed tackles and then just blown coverages on big plays in the 2nd half.
Dude.
Like most of it wasn't because of starters that were out there, but it's the same thing that played the Texans starters versus the Titans the last time they played.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, like I'm watching. I'm going, okay, if Chris Boyd and Russ Yeast are on the field in Baltimore in a divisional round game, I'm like, all right, we're probably sunk.
Chris Boyd will be on the field. I mean, there's not a lot of defensive backs left. You know? Like there's Yeast, you can play this last play before we talk about Yeast.
Yeah, here we go. This was the last highlight we'll play, and then we'll get to acknowledge me. This was the Titans' other touchdown in the game.
Levis awaits the snap. Here it is.
Only touchdown.
Levis has time, looking now, pressure, now gunning it long downfield, and caught, touchdown. Oh, my gosh. Amazing reception. Tay Martin plucks it out of the air for six.
Russ Yeast, who's a safety who was called up from the practice squad, God bless him, bless his heart. This was a heave by Levis. I mean, Levis is just he's throwing a glorified Hail Mary. Yeah. And Yeast is parked underneath it, getting ready to catch it like it's a baseball landing in the stands at a baseball game. He's parked underneath it, looking up, getting ready to catch it, and in swoops Tay Martin to snare it away from him and walk into the end zone. So that was the Titans' only touchdown of the day. Is that?
I felt really, really bad for him at first, and I still felt bad for him later, but he did get 836 snaps with LA last year. So it's not like he's a rookie out there just, you know, first time in the NFL. He's got to know better than that just to sit there like a punt return.
Rams or Chargers?
Rams, I believe.
Okay, so this won't be a revenge game.
Rams.
Won't be a revenge game coming up this Saturday for him, for Russ Yeast. So that was it, man. 23-14, kind of walking back through things yesterday. The good, the bad, and the ugly, and hopefully a lot of good on Saturday when the Chargers come to town. Noon kickoff. No, not noon kickoff. 3:30 kickoff. What am I thinking? It's the playoffs. It's Saturday at 3:30 right here on Sports Radio 610. 12:30 Texans countdown right outside the stadium. Should be nice and chilly from everything that I'm seeing. Bundle up.
Yeah. It's a high of 48 on Saturday.
Oh, did you check it? I haven't checked it yet.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
No.
It was 30 when I left the house this morning. Screw that. Ugh.
Well, we'll be there at noon for the pregame, so It's not like some of those days where it's not too chilly, but at 9 a.m. it's still kind of, let's see, Saturday high of 53.
Yep.
Ooh, it's balmy.
53 and sunny.
And sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good tailgating weather. That's perfect tailgating weather. You just bundle up in the 50s, bundle up just enough.
Yeah.
Hot drinks work, cold drinks work. That's good. I'm happy for all of you to get to tailgate. That'll be good.